Thank you, Little Passports, for supporting the show. Little Passports offers globally inspired award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer, whether building a solar-powered robot, creating a Spanish mosaic, or cooking tasty Brazilian treats. Kids ages 3 to 10 will love learning with Little Passports. For our listeners, Little Passports is offering new customers 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. Shaking up your work routine. What can you do to give yourself parameters, to give yourself hours, to give yourself a start and a stop? Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm telling you, the more I am learning about myself as I age, because, you know, we might as well learn if we're going to be here, is that I can honestly tell you that I get my best ideas after reading a book or listening to a podcast or hearing a great song on the radio or moving my body outside. But there is a lot of times that even when I'm moving my body outside, I need to be listening to music or a podcast or a book, because I find that hearing other people who are like in that high vibrational state or talking about ideas or songs that sing about big dreams and different things like that, that is when that cracks me wide open, which is just another reason why we know that we all need each other. So I am starting something on these quickies, and it is that I'm going to be reading a review of the week every single week on these quickies. I used to do it on one of my podcasts, but got away from it. And I really, really miss it because it's a way for me to not only shout you out, but to see your names, hear what you want to be hearing, and what you think of the show. So I would love if you guys would go rate and review, go give a 5-star review and let me know your exact thoughts and maybe even what you want to hear more of or a topic that you would love to hear, because I want to actually shout you out, shout your name out. So don't forget to put your name in the review as well if it is not your review title name. So we have one today that I am going to start with. It says, this is from TravelRN08. So if that's you, I would love to know your name, TravelRN08. If that's you, I hope you're listening. She says, don't listen in the car because you must take notes. I started listening to your podcast while in the car driving to places, and so many times I would have to tell myself to listen again to write it down because what you said was so inspiring, eye-opening, brilliant, and it was the advice that I needed. The list goes on. That being said, I had to stop listening to it in my car and listen to your podcast in the morning with my coffee, pen, and paper. I hope to be sitting at a table next to you one day talking business and community. Yeah, I hope so too, because that sounds amazing. And can we please add an almond milk latte? That would be amazing. And maybe some chocolate. So we'll do that. I got a serious question for you. When was the last time you were doing something that was so fun you lost track of time? Oh my God, do you even remember? When you're a kid, the right activity can help you find a completely new world to lose yourself in. So let's help your child do that. Or some children that you know. Little Passports offers globally inspired award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer. I wish I had this when I was little. Each month, Little Passports will send you a kit packed with play-based activities, interactive crafts, puzzles, games, and stories to help kids have fun while they learn about the world around them. How cool is that? Whether building a solar-powered robot, creating a Spanish mosaic, or cooking tasty Brazilian treats, each kit contains activities that are age-appropriate and match to their interests. Question, can Chris and I do some of these on a date night? I don't know. Would that be weird? My podcast manager, Nikki, has a 3-year-old, the perfect age for Little Passport. So I sent her some kits to play with her kids at home. She told me one of them had a fishing game complete with a fishing pole and sea creatures that he had to try and pick up the fishing pole. She couldn't thank me enough for the amount of time this game kept him entertained. I'm pretty sure she got a lot of work done on my podcast during this time, which is slightly selfish. I don't know. Regardless, she loved how the activities helped him focus, and it always built in some sort of educational loop. Choose from month to month, 6-month, or 12-month subscriptions, whichever is right for you, and you can stop at any time. For listeners of the show, Little Passports is offering new customers 20% 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. That's 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori, littlepassports.com/Lori. Today, I want to chat with you guys about switching up your energy. Are you in a funk? Do you feel like you're hitting a wall whenever you go and do some of your work projects? Do you look at your to-do list and want to freak the F out? Is it just me? Just curious. So you guys know, if you've kind of been following along with the show, that Chris and I moved to California, back to California for half of the year. And I am so obsessed. But when we moved here, I said, I am not going to work in this house every single day, all day, like I did in Arizona. And right at the tail end of living in Scottsdale, I had started to go to the gym on my gym days. It was like the last 3 weeks. I finally put two and two together that I was going to go to the gym, and then I was going to work for about 3 hours in the cafe that they have right there that a bunch of other people were working in. And I started this routine, and it literally changed my life. I don't know about you, but I hit a wall at home. Sometimes I'll be in a really good workflow and I'm like, see, this is so good. I don't need to do anything else. I don't need to get that office space that I wanted to get or go rent something, whatever that looks like a WeWork or something like that, like a shared workspace. I've always thought of doing that. But then I just get like cozy. Have you guys ever been cozy in a rut? Like, I can really trick myself into being okay with being cozy in a rut. And that's exactly where I was. So this little switch up of doing some work in the cafe after my workout was game changing, because I was like, okay, I'm staying here until blank o'clock. That gives me this many hours to get this done. And these things must be done before I leave. So it's almost like I start the clock. And so when we moved to California, we were walking around the other day and I found this shared workspace. You guys, these new workspaces are so cool because you can pay by the hour. Like, I don't even have to pay a monthly membership. You can just pay by the hour. So research if you have anything like that in your town, because most likely they're really flexible ways of being able to find some workspace. Now, even if you can't find a workspace, why not go to a coffee shop or your favorite restaurant and go have some lunch so that it's a little bit of a treat every day? Because I really believe that we should be infusing more joy into our workday. We should not grind and then die at the end of our lives. If you put something that you look forward to each day, even if it's, oh, I can't wait to go to my coffee shop and get my biscotti and my almond milk latte, and you know that that's going to be your little reward for going and working. I totally reward myself like that. So now I have this place where I'm going to go pay by the hour, and I'm going to make sure that I'm there minimum 3 days a week. So that's going to be the thing that I have to hit every week, is getting out of the house minimum 3 days, if not five. So I literally go there. I say, I'm going to be there for this many hours, pay for those hours, and then I get up and I go, and my work day is over. It gives me more of a schedule. It gives me a start and stop time. And I think as an entrepreneur, without that start and stop time, that's really where we start to, how do I say this, hate our fucking lives. And you can completely just let work trickle into your morning, trickle into your evening, trickle into having your computer be in bed with you. That is when this gets a little unhealthy. So yeah, that has to happen sometimes. Trust me, I am in that startup life. But something that I can tell you that is really helping, and not just helping with getting work done, because I was just in a crazy funk as well. I was like, blah, because I was letting it run into every area of my life. I just felt like I had really low energy and I wasn't excited. Well, now I'm excited because I'm around a bunch of people. I'm around the buzz. I'm around entrepreneurs. So go try to find inspiring workspaces and treat yourself with something that you enjoy every single day. So I'm even thinking of, there's this little shop next to it. There's like some clothing stores and candles and things like that. I'm like, okay, if I crush it on the work week and it's Friday and I'm there, I'm going to go buy myself like a nice candle, or I'm going to go buy myself like a nice top or something like that. That's a little reward for like, you crushed it this work week. And if I feel like I didn't, then I don't get that reward. So it's just looking at how can you bring a little bit more joy and be present into every single day. So now you know what I love, obviously, almond milk lattes and candles and food and clothes. And I use those as rewards for myself because the shit is hard. Am I right? Seriously. So shaking up your work routine, what can you do to give yourself parameters, to give yourself hours, to give yourself a start and a stop? And I got to tell you, pretty please, just be so real with yourself and have so much grace with yourself. Because if I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the shared workspace from 9 until 5, who are we kidding? Like, who are you planning that for? Yes, and some days I will do that, but I'd probably have a couple breaks in there. And I know it's not going to be like the craziest work day ever. But you guys, I can only really do solid work for 4 to 5 hours, especially if it's focused work. And honestly, you should get majority of the things done that you want to get done there within that time. So maybe you wake up, you do your routine, maybe you do whatever you need to do right away in the morning. Maybe it's some of the most important things. And then you go save all your admin work for when you're somewhere else that you want to get through, or you keep your really focused work for when you're out in that different setting. So I hope that this helped. I hope that you really look into trying to get out of the particular space that you're in, maybe even once a week. I know for some people with kids, that's a little bit harder, but really even looking into what would it take to be able to go get that really focused time where I just hammer through so many things and I get to go get that shot in the arm, that little bit of inspo from other people. And maybe I treat myself with something, even if it's little, at the end of every single week, if I really feel like I did a great job. You guys, this is hard. Being an entrepreneur, running a business, or climbing the corporate ladder, or just trying to be your best self or take care of your damn self. My God, I haven't been to the dentist in a while. Like, literally, I need to go check on some bodily things. And it's the last thing on my list. Like, this is hard. Just doing it all is challenging. So we're all in this human experience together, and we need to make sure it is up to us to advocate for ourselves, for our joy, for the work that we do, and just infuse your life with a little more joy and really give yourself those hours and know that you're not going to be productive in the other hours anyway. So go do something that you do enjoy, like a walk, or go browse somewhere, go meet up with a friend, go have a coffee date, go have a wine date, whatever that looks like. So I'm sending you so much love. I'm so grateful for you always. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.